Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shalom Bayis, Shir number 600. We're in the Sefer Binyan HaBayis. We went through all the 10 lessons of the Sefer Binyan HaBayis. He has at the end a section called A Deeper Look, and he has five aspects where he looks deeper into the subjects. The first one is a deeper look at Shalom, which is based on in the first lesson. So he explains, the Rambam says that if a person has only money for Ner Shabbos, Shabbos candles, or Ner Hanukkah, or Hanukkah candles, the Shabbos candles, Ner Shabbos, takes precedence, because the entire goal of the creation is to achieve Shalom. The Rambam explains, we find that the Torah commands to erase the four-letter name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei, for the sake of Shalom between a husband and a wife. So it's unbelievable precedent that the entire creation is for the sake of bringing shalom between a husband and a wife. And he's going to bring here concepts behind that. Number one is before Hashem created the world, it's only Hashem. There's no lack whatsoever. Hashem is perfect. And no one's perfect other than Hashem. And like the Ramchal talks about, Hashem wanted to give his good to something outside of himself. So he created the Shemayim Va'aretz, and to give the good by allowing the creations to cling to him through this concept of the Dveikus, by connecting to Hashem, then his creations are connected to the true, only true, pure goodness, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem understood for the creations to be complete, they need to acquire this good through their own merit. That's why man, which is the purpose of creation, was created with free will, so that the good will be associated with this free will. In order to have this possibility of free will, we need this process called Ha'aras Panim and Hester Panim. Sometimes it's Ha'aras Panim when Hashem shines his light. Hester Panim means that Hashem is hiding that energy in order to allow us to have free will. So that's where you have struggles and the Yetzirah coming in. It's for the purpose of goodness. But when that goodness is hidden, we feel separation. And our Torah gives us the ability to unite the entire creation and to see Hashem by doing his Torah and mitzvahs and connecting to Shalom. Man is a whole world. Kol yachid v'yachid u'olam mala. Every individual is a world unto themselves. Man is a microcosm of the entire world. He's the center of the world. His job, through learning Torah, through connecting to Hashem, he will achieve Hashem's goodness. He will get the Dveikus and connection to Hashem. Ultimately, Lasid Lavai, the times of Mashiach, there'll be a new age where Hashem's light will shine and his kingdom, kingship will be seen in the whole world. Like it's brought down in the Tefillah in Rosh Hashanah by the Atah Kodesh Tefillah. And the entire creation will unify with Hashem again. And that will lead to Olam Haba. So that's the idea overall, which all these concepts are brought down in the Sefer Das Tfunais of the Ramchal, and a little bit in the Derech Hashem of the Ramchal. A man's job in this world is Shalom. The Drashas Maharal in Shabbos HaGadol says, Ki Hashalom Roi Shiyeh B'Seif Kol Davar. Shalom is achieved at the end of every process. V'yesher Zul Hazeh. We can't have anything without Shalom in a healthy way. We see it from the actualization of the world, that it was created in 6 days, and at the end there was a menucha of Shabbos, which is Shalom. So Shabbos particularly is associated with Shalom. That's why we appreciate Ner Shabbos. That ensures the greatest possible state of Shalom Bayis, as the Rambam taught, which is more significant than Shabbos candles. Ner Shabbos, that's why it's a special, special time. Not just for the wives themselves who are lighting, and their tefillahs have tremendous, tremendous power during the time of Hadlakas Neiris, but for the men as well. After we appreciate the significance of Shalom, of Hashem's name, that we're not allowed to erase, but nevertheless, when there's a problem between a Shalom, between a husband and a wife, like in the case of a Saita, all of a sudden we're justified to erase the shame of Hashem, which is normally usher to erase. So how do we explain that? So Rav Moshe Shechadowitz received from his Rabbeim this Yesod. He says there are two relative aspects here. He calls it high versus low, and the means versus the end goal. So he explains it. As an example, there are times things that are considered very high and things that are considered less important, right? But on the other hand, sometimes achieving those lower things have greater significance to achieving your goal in life. An example to this is, who's on a higher spiritual level? Who? A human being or a malach? A human or an angel? So if you look at it on the surface, and this is also brought down, I mentioned in the previous shiur, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, the Rav HaKlali of New York, he wrote a sefer, Liv Veis Yaakov, and his first two drushes talk about this as well. So you would say, on a pure level, angel is for sure in a higher state of existence. An angel has no connection to sin, dwells in Shemayim in a spiritual realm, and it's a much higher level spiritually than a human being in this world. But nevertheless, an angel is only a means for the purpose of existence. The existence of an angel has almost no significance compared to a person who is the goal of the entire creation. So this concept is the idea behind Shalom Bayis. The Maral, listen carefully, this is one of the most powerful yesodos that the Maral brings down. He brings it in the Siv HaShalom, chapter 1. I have to check if he brings it in Gur Aryeh and Parshas Nasi as well, but the bottom line is that the way the Maral explains it, how could you erase Hashem's name of Yudkei Vavkei? And he explains that the word Shalom is the name of Hashem. So when you erase the Yudkei Vavkei, the four-letter name of Hashem, for the sake of the couple's harmony, the name Shalom is actually being written. As you're erasing the Yudkei Vavkei, the Shalom is being written. Now, the question, so Shalom, so you're not destroying the name of Hashem. You're actually creating a new form, a higher form of the name of Hashem. By erasing Yudkei Vavkei, you're getting the name of Hashem called Shalom. Now, the question you're going to ask is, what do you mean, though? Shalom, it's true, it's one of the names of Hashem. The Chazal bring this down, but it's not similar to Yudkei Vavkei of the four-letter name of Hashem. That's his Shema Etzem. That's his essential name. You're not allowed to erase it under normal circumstances. Shalom, the word Shalom can be erased. You're allowed to mention it. The only time there's shilas about mentioning the word Shalom is if you're in a bathroom. But otherwise, you could mention the word Shalom. You say Shalom Aleichem. You say the word Shalom all the time. It's not a problem. You say Yudkei Vavkei, it is. So Yudkei Vavkei is on a higher level than the name of Shalom. But the answer is clear. Yudkei Vavkei indeed is higher objectively, similar to how angels are higher than human beings in that sense. To bring the world to completion, to find expression in the name of Shalom. But with the tachlis, the goal of creation, just like we said, a human being is higher than an angel, the name of Hashem, Shalom, is on a higher level than Yudkei Vavkei as far as the tachlis of creation is. Because Hashem wanted the whole world to stand on Shalom. And specifically on the Shalom between a husband and a wife. All Bein Adam L'Chaveh, right? But especially a husband and a wife. And that allows no compromises. And the Torah says, erase the name. Shalom is the power of unification. Fire and water cannot exist mutually together, so you have to create, what do you do to have them exist together? You heat up water, it needs to place a wall between them, in this case, let's say a pot, to ensure that the water does not extinguish the fire. And it seems like two opposite powers cannot exist without that wall. Fire and water, one will destroy the other if they're in close proximity. You need the wall, you need the pot, for the fire to burn underneath and the water to boil on top. So Hashem in Medrash Rabbah says that Shloima Melech, HaMelech Shloimai, in Shir HaShirim, I believe, it's a Medrash Rabbah in Bamidbar, but in Shir HaShirim it says it's Hashem, Shesam Shalim Beinei Shlamayim, he made peace between fire and water, Paschem Zeh Bezeh, he intertwined them both, Vasem Em Rakiya, and from there the firmament, the Shamayim, was created. Shamayim is Eish Shamayim. So it's Shalom is the power of unification that combines two opposites in this world. The Maral again in the Siva Shalom Parak Aleph says, Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom Yoisem in a Emes. The name of Hashem is Shalom more even than it is the word Emes. Ki Hu Hashem Yisbaruch Oysa Shalom Bein Kol HaNemtzayim, because he makes Shalom between all creations. If Hashem would not make peace between opposite powers in the world would not be able to exist. So we see from the words of the Rambam how it shines forth, revealing that the goal of creation is to uncover the unity of Hashem implanted in the Bria, which is only achieved through Shalom. And the Chazal teach us that the creation of man is expressing his name Shalom. God al HaShalom, greater Shalom. This is Yaakov Shemayni Tel in Perek Chavtes. When he created the world, he made peace between the higher realms and the lower realms. In the first day, he created the Shemayim and Earth, which is from both realms. Then on the Monday, the Rekia from the higher realm. Shlishi in the is he gathered the waters in the lower realms. And back and forth, back and forth. And then finally, on the sixth day, evened it out by having a body and the neshama of a person from the upper realms and the lower realms. And the Gur Aryeh on the Pasuk, Rashi's Aleph Pasuk Chavav says, because Kosher Olamos, the connections of the worlds, Shal Yada Yisachdu El Yoinim V'Tachtoinim, that combines the higher worlds and the lower worlds, Hu Adam, that's a human being. He combines the higher and upper worlds. It's the human being that connects Shemayim V'aretz. And when there's a person down here doing what they're supposed to doing, he named a Kusharim Kol Anam Tzoyis. All creation becomes unified. Everything that exists here is because of a person. He has a Tzelem, he has a Demus of Hashem. It's all one. And it applies to a male-female relationship in a marriage. Esloi Ezer Kenegdai. If you're Zaycha, she's a helper. And if not, it's against him. And the Maral explains. This is in Chedushei Yad Godesh Yavam Estach Samach Gimel Amad Aleph. Hazochen Akevim Shnei Apechim. They're opposites, male and female, husband and wife. They're opposites. Zeh Zochar Zeh Nekeva. One is a male, one's female. But if they're Zaycha, they become one power. Kol Shnei Apechim Esachtem B'Koyach Echad. All opposites, two opposites become unified as one. How? Hashem Yisbarach Sha'is Shalom Bein Apechem. It's through Hashem that makes peace between these opposites. Mekasher Mechaba Isam, that binds them and puts them together and unites them. We are divisive. We have opposites in us. On our own, we can't do this. With Hashem, we can do this. Now, going back to examining the Stipler's words that a man without his wife is lacking simcha. And we're going to be mamshich tomorrow about this Bez Hashem in the next shir, Bez Hashem. The Stipler said that it's not only describing a man without a wife, but a man who's married and does not have shalom bayis. A man who is married and does not have shalom bayis does not have a wife. A wife that's married to a husband does not have shalom bayis. She does not have a husband. It's a broken vessel. It could be repaired. And that's what this whole purpose is, to repair it. So this, we talked more deeply into shalom. We're going to now, in the next year, go into practical applications of this shalom. And then we're going to go into his second deeper look as well. That he talks about pertaining to the concept of children. Bracha v'atzlacha.